cares on deadlines? Do you have a deadline?
Well, only nowadays.
What? Do you have a deadline?
Yeah.
Let's just wait it out then. Let's take some time to reflect on the game before I answer any questions.
You have to catch a breath, don't you?
All right, let's go.
Is this the kind of game that fans love and coaches don't really like a whole lot?
I don't know. We just won a hockey game against the defending champs, so I think any coach will sit there and take that and like the game. I don't know what else to say. I'm happy.
Like, it's wide open. I know you like to, you know, concentrate on defensive, and it got pretty wide open there for a while.
It did. It did. And then you're playing just two teams that probably play very similar styles. I didn't mind our game. We gave up a majority of our chances the first two periods we gave up were on the power play. So 5-on-5, we were doing fine. Just in the third period, I think we just tried to protect the lead a little bit, and we probably took our foot off the gas. And our offensive zone time was not where it was in the first two periods. And so now we were kind of feeding their attack. Even though they didn't get a ton of chances in the third, it may seem like it, but it really wasn't a ton. I just didn't like the fourth one because we were trying to go the other way a little too quick. But they've won back-to-back cups. They have a pretty good team over there. So anytime you can beat them, that's a win for us. And we didn't beat them last year, so it was good to get them this year.
Speaking of reflecting, you mentioned beating them. It's October. What can you take from beating them in October?
Regardless of the time of year, out of camp, you want to get off to a good start. You don't want to be chasing so early in the year. And I'm not. I mean, there's teams that have stumbled out of the gates and been fine, but for us, I thought it was imperative that we get off to a good start. And you look at the schedule, and you know you got the back-to-back against a division rival and a state rival, but you look at it and you've got Washington, Pitt, St. Louis coming in, they may have lost tonight, but you know had won four straight. Playoff teams, well-established teams, and so it's a little bit of a barometer for our team. And we put up unbelievable defensive gems. We haven't, but we've won these games, and I know that part of our game will round into shape. But I liked our compete. I liked our fight tonight. There were so many things I liked about the game, and I'm pretty sure the fans liked it.
Coach Slater with two goals tonight. How cool is it to see a guy take advantage?
Yeah, I just love being around when guys get there first. And, Slater's been in the organization for a while, and he's been with us the better part of the last few years. So I didn't really think of it was his first goal when he scored. It's just exciting because you just know these kids have grown up and play in the NHL, and they realize their dream. But then to score, it's big, and so just really happy for him.
Coach, it's safe to say he's coming off kind of a rough year with him being demoted. So is this something that you hope he can really build off of and kind of as he's kind of reset his career a little bit?
I don't know. He played in the Calder Cup final last year, and he was a horse for the crunch, and he's been taking steps and. It's a tough league to play in, and especially playing defense. It's a really tough position. But we've watched him grow, and now he's starting to grab a little bit more ice time and a little bit more situational play. And we've been really happy with what he's been doing. So he's here. He's with us. He's part of our team. And I think that's the next step he's taken. So happy for him.
I'm sure you weren't worrying about when Stamkos would score his first goal, but is it still nice to see him?
Well, you want to see all these guys get there first because it always, the longer it carries on, especially to the goal scorers, you can just see the pressure they're putting on themselves. But what I really liked about Stammer's game, aside from the fact that he scored, was he really managed the puck well tonight, and especially down the stretch. And you know, it's maturation of a player. It's been great to see, and you just see him getting stronger and stronger and more confident. And to be honest, he had that one timer in the first, and he made a sick save, toe save, because that one was labeled. And he's had a couple of those, and you know, when they get one, especially guys of Stammer's offensive capabilities, they seem to, as you're watching, you know, happen to Ovechkin right now, those guys, when they get hot, they can really get hot. And so hopefully, you know, Stammer gets the one now, and it just gives him confidence now when he shoots the puck.
Kaloran, four assists. Can you talk about his first?
Yeah, that was a sneaky four assists. I didn't even realize that. I do remember the one, though, when he was on his butt, and he kind of, like, on Slater's second goal, he made a great play there. You know, timing is everything. That was a great time to come out of the penalty box. But he's been extremely valuable to us in the power play, especially in all our special teams. He's been a great penalty killer, but really made a really heads up play on that power play goal on Stammer's goal, and you know, he's chipping in, and it's another reason why we're winning. Everybody's chipping in.
You get the back to back wins against the Washington, against the Pittsburgh teams that historically get into trouble over the last couple of years, and you had good control of the game for good portions of the game. What does that tell you?
Well, that's the key. So it's consistency. That's really what we've really been preaching to the guys, is, hey, you can go and have a great period and feel good about yourself, but if you're going to come out the next period and lay an egg, it doesn't work that way. And we've basically, since we left Sunrise, we've been a little bit of a different team. And I just, you know, would we like to have our goals against down? There's no question, but there's a lot to like about our game.
Thanks.